powder mill or the HACCP methodology for food manufacture, food production, or energy optimization system, or sustainable recycling systems, or water sanitation, or air purification, if we know that those kind of technologies have been tested and developed for space and now are used on Earth.
Welcome or welcome back to Chelonia Podcast, a podcast about the use of scientific discoveries of the technology applications. We provide the best information on projects participated by Chelonia and many more. My name is Gabriela Bernardi. I'm a science journalist, and in today's episode of the second season, we talk about space economy, technology transfer, and innovation with Anil Kumar Dave, former head of innovation and technology transfer at the Italian Space Agency and expert of space economy and open innovation. Nice to meet you, and would you please briefly introduce yourself and tell us which is your activity?
Hi Gabriella. Thank you so much. Thanks for the invitation, and thanks also Chelonia for the opportunity. Well, yes, I'm the former head of technology transfer at the Italian Space Agency. I'm now working as a space economy advisor for different regional organizations, so involved in space policy design, involved in some regional activities in ecosystem, space ecosystem building, and of course in supporting some startup. I'm also almost there in launching a VC fund as a partner investing in aerospace and security, and also in a no-profit organization based in the United States where we do support the creation of space entrepreneurial ecosystems around the world, and in particular also for developing countries to access space technology and space data. So this is a nutshell, but of course thanks a lot for the invitation so far, and looking forward to continue the conversation and maybe deep dive in the sexy and fancy world of space.
Thank you, Dave. So, do you think that the technology development need for space exploration is important for innovation and technological transfer?
Well, I must say that this is a very, very, very easy question for me. Maybe I'm a little biased because, of course, this has been my daily job and is currently my daily routine. In let's say convincing you guys that space is closer to us than we think, and of course making the message that space technologies have an impact, and in particular have a socio-economic impact. We are living in a very interesting time. We are living in a time where we are seeing, you know, a lot of commercial exploitation of space. We are seeing interaction between public and private funds and initiatives in space. But you know, if we look at the speed and the velocity of all these changes, it's quite impressive. Just you know, if you think the time that passed from the first Leonardo flying machine design and the Wright brothers flight, and the same time that has passed from the Wright brothers flight and the man on the moon, you see that we are accelerating a lot. The time is shrinking and the technology is developing very, very fast. And from that man on the moon and the commercial application of space services, like namely, you know, we all know SpaceX and Falcon 9, but many other players are coming up. Well, that time from, again, the man on the moon and the commercial space, as well as the private access for private astronauts to space asset, well, again, we see that there's incredible and fast, very fast technology development. So time is definitely something that is witnessing how technology development is very fast. And of course, this technology development is making an impact. Space tech is definitely making an impact on our daily lives. Just to give you an example, there is a statistic that 25 to 30 times a day we use a technology or data derived from space. So very easy, to give you the example of the navigation system in our smartphone. But I don't know if some of the listeners and some of the audience we have today might know that powder milk or the HACCP methodology for food manufacture, food production, or energy optimization system, or sustainable recycling systems, or water sanitation, or air purification. If we know that those kind of technologies have been tested and developed for space and now are used on Earth. So plenty of these kind of technologies are there, and plenty of applications that we might don't know are coming from space. Again, as said, we are living in interesting times. So please do stop me when I'm going too far, because I can speak about this for hours, and maybe this is not the
good. No problem. It's a very interesting field.
Okay. So coming back to your question. So the technology development for space exploration, if I'm not wrong, if is important for innovation technology transfer, definitely yes. But the answer is not only yes, it's a big, big yes. Let me give you, apart from the speed concept that I gave you earlier, but let me give you also a little snapshot of the space history. In my opinion, we moved from different ages of space. We started with the space 1.0, that was the exploration, the observation of the universe. And this was very much, on scientific purposes. But then suddenly we moved to space 2.0 in the 60s, and that was the age of the space race. So we all know about United States, Soviet Union, and so on, the race to the moon, and there was a sort of competition. It was not a sort of, it was a real competition on reaching moon and showing up how technology was also a ground of, a geopolitical affair. After that, we let's say we defined a sort of space 3.0 with one of the biggest, I should say so far, is the largest milestone achieved by the human being, that was the International Space Station. So the Space 3.0 was the international collaboration on science, was building up this incredible manifest and this incredible international cooperation between countries that were not maybe that good in good shape on Earth, but they were continue working together in space as it is also now. The ISS is an incredible laboratory in space, is orbiting at 400 kilometers at the speed of 27,000 kilometers per hour, and has been there for 20 years now, used by astronauts, by even private astronauts, and used for countless number of science experiments, scientific experiments on all the different range of domains. And then, now, we are at space 4.0. So, new actors, even billionaires, we all know about Elon Musk, but also Jeff Bezos, also Richard Branson, and many others, who started looking at space as not as a commercial, because the commercial opportunity of space, the so-called space economy, has been there since the very start, at the very beginning of the space era, because it was quite clear that whoever was building a rocket or something for space was generating a turnover. So not the space economy with this, let's say, interpretation, but the new opportunities for commercial space, the new opportunities on providing new services, and the new opportunities of integrating technologies and data from space for non-space application. So this is where we are now, the space 4.0.
Thank you so much for this update. But now we are at the end of this podcast. And last but not least, what future do you see for space exploration?
The future is bright. We are now going to the moon, to stay on the moon, but we are going to the moon to practice also for Mars. So we definitely need to support these space exploration missions, we need new skills, but we also see new opportunities. We might need new industries, and technology transfer is definitely not only a KAT, so like the key enabling technologies, but a key enabling technology transfer opportunity. The impact of the technologies we are developing for Mars are countless if we consider the applications on Earth. The Artemis program, which is the multinational program signed by a lot of, is a cooperation program promoted by NASA to reach Moon and Mars in the next decade, is very much instrumental. So space exploration is the key not only to explore the universe, but also to maybe make Earth a better world with technologies that we are developing for space.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dave. And thanks our listeners. If you have any questions about today's podcast, you can get in touch on Kelonia Twitter and feel free to subscribe kelonia.swiss website and be part of the community. In the meantime, stay tuned for our next interview. Thank you again.
Bye.